It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, bright morning.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily shall not die or will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this beautiful series known as A Bright Morning. So inshallah today we will be discussing Sayyida Khatun Jannat radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her titles, her name, her beautiful status, her maqam, and very importantly, some lessons which we can take from the life of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And these lessons are very important for male and for females, for the men and the women, but in particularly to the women folk that are listening and watching to this episode, because Sayyida Fatima Zahra is a perfect role model for each and every lady out there, for each and every Muslimah, and for every woman who wants to better herself in this world and in the hereafter, whether it's becoming a good wife, whether it's becoming a good daughter, whether it's becoming a good mother, whatever the case is, subhanallah, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is the perfect role model for all of the women folk out there, subhanallah. So today, I want especially the women to please sit back, relax, enjoy, and listen to this beautiful topic from beginning to end. And inshallah, azza wa jal, you will learn a lot from today's beautiful episode and beautiful zilsla. Before we begin with today's episode, let's make good intentions. Remember, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the intentions which we can make for today's episode is inshallah, if I hear the name, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, when I hear the name of the awliya-i-kiram, the sahaba-i-kiram, the buzurgan-i-deen, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Whatever the case is, if it's a female, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and if it's a male, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit from beginning to end, I will listen attentively, I will not fidget with any other things while I am listening to today's discussion. And most importantly, inshallah, make this intention that whatever we learn now, I will inshallah azza wa jal act upon it myself, and then inshallah I will pass the message on to others as well, whilst acting upon the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the hadith? That balighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf even if it is a single ayah. So each and every person out there is a muballigh and a muballigha. You are a preacher on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to pass the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we learn today, we will pass the message on to others. We'll teach to others as well. And how great this reward is, that you thought something to someone. As long as that person acts upon it, as long as that person, does that good action, that good deed, whatever the case is, subhanallah, the reward comes in your nawa amal, in your book of deeds. And he teaches it to somebody else, that person does it, that person acts upon it, the reward comes to you as well for both of the people. He tells to somebody else. Likewise, if 100 people are doing it, all the reward will come to you as well. They will get reward. Nothing will be reduced in their reward. But the reward will also come to you. Why? Because you are the one who started this beautiful chain. So how beautiful and important it is to teach something to someone, to pass a message on to someone, to teach someone about the beautiful deen of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the beautiful intentions which you can make in today's episode. Subhanallah. Remember, in English we say, the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we discuss today's beautiful topic and start with today's beautiful topic, let us first listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how we begin our silsila. And inshallah, after this beautiful kalam, when we come back after the short break, we will be discussing this esteemed and respected personality in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, after this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
بحد الزليل خار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے بحد الزليل خار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں آج بے قرار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے اسی آنکھ زیر بار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے مغموم و دل فگار مولا تو بخش دے شرمندہ کردگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں نے بھلا دیا مجھے مرنا ہے ایک دن مر کر اندھیری قبر میں جانا ہے ایک دن اعمال کا حساب بھی دینا ہے ایک دن ہاں پل صراط سے بھی گزرنا ہے ایک دن مجرم گناہگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے مجرم گناہگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے کوئی نہ دیکھ لے یہی دھڑکا مجھے لگا تو مجھے احساس نہ رہا, میں بد لحاظ عفو پہ بھولا رہا صدا, بے شرم بن گیا مجھے آئی نہ کچھ حیا, میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے, میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے, اقرار ہے مجھے میرے مولا میں ہوں لئیم, مایوس پر نہیں تیری رحمت سے اے رحیم, خالی نہ بھیج در سے تیرے اے میرے کریم, میرے گناہ بھی بخش تیری شان غیر عظیم, میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے, میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے, بے حد ذلیل و خوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے, یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, حضرت سیدنا حذیفہ بن یمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, and this is such a sahabi who is a razdar in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to share divine secrets with Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, this is his maqam and status in the blessed and august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that He told his beloved mother, and actually he requested to his beloved mother that, O my Ummi Jaan, grant me the permission so that I go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the blessed and august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I perform Maghrib Salah. And then I request in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make dua-i maghfirat for myself and for you. So the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is taking ijazat from his blessed mother, that, O my beloved mother, grant me permission, I must go and perform Maghrib Salah in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I ask him and I request him that, Ya Rasulullah, make dua maghfirat for myself, means Huzaifa, and my beloved mother. Allah, Allah, Allah. Look how beautiful and what a beautiful lesson these Sahaba ikram are giving us, that a person, no matter who he is, he needs to always take ijazat from his parents. He should show that respect, that adab towards his parents. I mean, the sahabi is going in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is going to stop him? Which parent will stop their son that, no, don't go in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But still, he took ijazat and permission. He gave that protocol, that respect and that adab towards his mother, and he set an example for everyone until the qiyamah, that this is the protocol which you need to give towards your respected and beloved parents. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then, what was the request? Let me go and perform Maghrib Salah in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I'll request him to make dua as well. Dua for who? Not only for me. No, it wasn't something which is, you know, there's nothing as selfish when you are requesting duas for someone. No, no. Must make dua for me and for my beloved mother. Another lesson which the Sahabi is giving us is that you should definitely include your beloved parents in your du'as. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I went in the blessed company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I performed the Maghrib Salah. And after Maghrib Salah, I waited. But then the Isha Salah time came. I didn't get a chance to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I performed Isha Salah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. After Isha Salah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going, so Hazrat Huzaifa says, I was walking behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knower of the unseen news, the one who has knowledge of the unseen, Allah, Allah, Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi, when Sayyidina Huzaifa was walking behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the sound of footsteps of someone walking behind him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kaun? Who? Who is it? Huzaifa? So without him mentioning it was Huzaifa, without anyone saying anything, my Nabi already knew. I said, who is it? Huzaifa. So Hazrat Huzaifa says, Ji Ya Rasulullah. I replied and I said, Ji. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Allah subhanallah. He says, what is your need? Ghafarallahu laka wa li ummika. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you and your mother. Allah, 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 Allah. Sayyidina Huzaifa must be thinking in his heart that the purpose for which I came, that purpose is fulfilled without me uttering a single word in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was my desire in my heart that I'm going to request Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua and maghfirat. But before I could say anything, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already knew the thoughts in my heart. And he said, Ghafarallahu laka wa li ummika. May Allah ta'ala forgive you and your mother. Allah Ta'ala forgive you and your mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that if an angel came, such an angel who has never appeared or who never came to this earth before today. I mean, such an angel has come from the skies who has never ever appeared to this earth before today. That's the first time the angel came, and the angel sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me the permission to go and make salam to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this angel sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, mujhe salam kare, to come and make salam to me, and give me this glad tidings. So two reasons the angel came. One was to make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two is to give the glad tidings. What was the glad tidings? Allah, Allah, Allah. Bi anna Fatimata sayyidatu nisa'i ahli al-jannati wa anna al-hasana wal-husayna sayyida shababi ahli al-jannati. The glad tidings is that Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of the woman of Jannah, and Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful and excellent hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this hadith we learn so many beautiful points. The first few points I mentioned with regards to asking permission from your parents, giving protocol to your parents, and then, you know, making dua for your parents as well, not only making dua for yourself. And Another beautiful point we learn from this beautiful incident is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the knower of the unseen. He has ilmul ghaib, he has the knowledge of the unseen, because he knew who was walking behind him without even turning around, without even anyone informing him just by listening to the footsteps. My Nabi knew who is behind me. And not only that, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also knew the desire and the thought in the heart of Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that before he could request for du'as in the court of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam already read his heart and granted him what he wanted and said, Ghafarallahu laka wa li ummika, Allah ta'ala forgive you and your mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the knowledge of the unseen. This is ilm al-ghayb, which was granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And indeed, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has the knowledge of the unseen. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows what is in the hearts of people, their thoughts, their desires. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows the good deeds of the people, knows the sins of the people. Allah, Allah, Allah. Let alone that, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also knows the and understands those things which cannot speak and those things which do not have a tongue, such as the trees, the plants, the animals, the rocks, the stones, and many, many, many things. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can understand each and everything in this entire universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a very beautiful hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Very, very beautifully it is mentioned in Kitab al-Zakah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that Uhud, Mount Uhud is a mountain. It loves us and we love it. Or you can say he loves us and we love him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that Uhud loves us. And Uhud is a mountain. Tell me, does anyone know what a mountain will say or what feelings a mountain have? We will say a mountain doesn't have feelings. A stone doesn't have feeling. If you kick a stone, it's not going to say ouch, or it's not going to feel the pain. If you hit a mountain, it's not going to feel the pain. It's something which, it's an object. It's something which is not living. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can understand the feelings and the sensations of the mountain as well. My Nabi sallam says that Uhud is a mountain. It loves us and we love it. Subhanallah. So my Nabi even knows the love which the Mount Uhud has for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said each and everything in the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, oh human beings, what is stopping us from filling and pumping our hearts with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, and furthermore, from this beautiful narration, after learning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the knowledge of the unseen, we also learn the maqam and the station of the august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the angel sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this angel is not any ordinary angel, an angel which never ever appeared to this earth before that night. Subhanallah. And his reason was, Ya Allah, let me go and make salam to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we all say, Mustafa jani rahmat bilakho salam, shama'i bazme hidayat bilakho salam, patli patli guli kudz ki pattiya, un labo ki nazakat bilakho salam. Subhanallah, duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan kaan lale karamat bilakho salam, kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi, aankh walo ki himmat bilakho salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then kash, 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 everyone makes this dua. Subhanallah. And we say that, you know, on the day of judgment, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come in Medan Mahshar, then mujhse khidmat ki kudsi kahe ha raza, then the angels of service should say, oh Raza, oh Ahmad Raza, stand and send salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of us, then we should stand and say, Mustafa jani rahmat bilakho salam, shama'i bazme hidayat bilakho salam. And the other, and the last and beautiful lesson we learn from this incident is indeed the shan and the status of Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidina Hasanayn Kareemayn radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the angel gave me the glad tidings that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of the women of Jannah, and Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein is the leader of the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, very beautifully, Allama Mawlana Abdul Mustafa Azami alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, he mentions and he says, Hazrat Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is the youngest daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had four blessed daughters, subhanAllah. So Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra is the youngest daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she was the most dearest and the beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her blessed name is Fatima, and few or two of her titles are Zahra and Batul, the famous titles. 5 years before Eilani Nabuwat, 5 years prior to the announcement of Nabuwat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was born, and she blessed this beautiful world with her beautiful and lovely appearance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah. Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha has some very beautiful and excellent titles, subhanallah. Some of her beautiful titles are Dukhtare Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means the blessed daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Banu-e Murtada, meaning the beloved wife of Sayyidina Aliyul Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sardare Khawateen Jahar Jina means that she is the leader of all the women of this world and the women of Jannah as well, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyida means she is a leader, she is a master. Tayyiba means she is pure. Tahira, also pure, subhanallah. Fatima Zahra together will mean she is illuminated, subhanallah. Batul means to be cut off from something, to distance yourself from something, to disassociate yourself from something. And because Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha lived in this world, but she was very distant from this world. Her heart was not inclined towards this world and the luxuries of this world. So she moved away from this world despite living in this world. That's why one of her beautiful titles, Batul, that the one who cut herself off from this world. Subhanallah. Likewise, another beautiful title is Zakiya, and Zakiya means she is pious, subhanallah. Radiya means that personality who is always pleased with the will and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Abida means she is a worshipper, and definitely she is one of the greatest worshippers in this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Zahida means that personality. As Batul, likewise Zahira has the same meaning, that personality whose heart is far away from this world. Subhanallah. Muhaditha means the one who mentions the beautiful ahadith and the sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarakah means she is blessed, she is barbarakat. Zakiyah means pure, chaste. Subhanallah. Azra, Pak Daman, also chaste. Subhanallah. Sayyidatul Nisa, the leader of all the women. Khairun Nisa, the best of all the women. Subhanallah. Khatune Jannat means the woman of Jannat. Mu'azzama, Azmat Wali, the one who has a high rank, a high status. Subhanallah. And Ummul Had, Ummul Hasanain. Ummul Hasanain means the mother of Hasanain Kareemain, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein. And Ummul Had means those two youngsters who guide others, namely Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. She is the mother of those two youngsters who guide others. Subhanallah. This is Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra, the beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by Allah, these are just, you know, few excellent titles and al-qabat which I kept in front of you. Otherwise, if we have to discuss her beautiful al-qabat, by Allah, our time will come to an end. But her beautiful qualities will not come to an end, as I mentioned. Alhamdulillah. We will take a short break now and listen to some few Madani pools, Madani flowers. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will quickly be discussing more about this beautiful and excellent personality, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
What can we say about the Queen of Jannah? The leader of the ladies of Jannah, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed, the beloved, an honorable daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would share just two narrations, both by Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says that, I have not seen anyone more similar to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in habit, in manner, in seerah, and in character than Fatima radiyallahu anha. In another narration, she radiyallahu anha says that, I have not seen anyone more similar to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the way of talking and sitting than Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. These are role models for our Islamic sisters. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the Azwadi Mutahharat, the Sahabiyat, the Queen of Jannah, Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu anha, and so many others. How about we study their biography, we study their seerah, their lifestyle, how obedient they were to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow in their footsteps. And that will lie success. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, an-nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah. Welcome back to our beautiful silsilah and beautiful episode. We were discussing this beautiful personality known as Sayyida Khatun Jannat, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved and blessed daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Her qualities, her attributes, her sifat, her alqabat, her titles are many, many, many. And if you have to discuss them, if you have to discuss her excellences which are mentioned in the ahadith, then our time will fall short, definitely. Two of her beautiful qualities I would like to keep in front of our viewers, and then we will take some lessons from those two beautiful qualities of her. Number one, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When she was in the nikah of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and at the blessed house of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha would take care of all the household chores. It was a time where we didn't have machines, we didn't have gadgets, there wasn't taps as you get today, there wasn't these modified kitchens which we have today, there wasn't microwaves, stoves, fridge, these kind of things. So life was a bit difficult compared to today's time. And in that situation, in that circumstance, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha excellently handled the entire house, to the extent that she would make sure all the chores, all the work of the house is up to date. And then not even once did Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, speak back to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu or disrespect him in any way. No. The adab and the respect for the husband was always there, subhanAllah. For indeed, she received tarbiyat from the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah. And her beloved quality was also this, that if she would have to remain hungry, she would remain hungry, but she would make sure that first she would give the food to her beloved husband, and then she would give her food to her children as well. Her husband and children are satiated, they ate full, then alhamdulillah, she is happy. But it wasn't such that, she'll eat first, or she'll make sure she is full, and then give something to her husband and the children. No. Her husband and her children were the first priority, and then she would look at her blessed self. Allah. So Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she was doing the household chores, and because of doing the household chores, the work became so much that her blessed clothes would sometimes turn black because of the dust or the work, whatever it was. And she had some blisters, or small pimples on her Mubarak hands. So there were some slaves in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the slaves came so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can distribute those slaves to people, those that are looking for slaves. So Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha came, I'm mentioning the summary, She came in the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to also ask for a slave. Allah Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned and he said that, shouldn't I give you something, or shouldn't I tell you something which is better than your question, which is better than the thing which you are demanding, which you are seeking? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you go to your blessed bed, when you go to rest, then 33 times recite Subhanallah, 33 times recite Alhamdulillah, and 34 times recite Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ye tumhare liye khadim se behtar hai. This is better for you than a slave and a servant. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And muhaddithin and the great mufassireen of the Holy Quran, the muhaddithin, the ulama'i kiram, they explain this beautiful hadith and they mention that this tasbih is called Tasbih Fatima, and it was a gift to Sayyida Fatima to Zahra from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this gift to Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is a gift for all of us, for all the Muslimin until the Qiyamah. What a beautiful wazifa this is. And inshallah azza wa jal, when a person reads this wazifa, he will see abundance of blessings, and inshallah the person will not feel tired when he is doing, when she is doing especially the household chores. So from this beautiful lesson and incident of Sayyida Fatima to Zahra, we learn beautiful things. Number one, we learned that Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was a blessed woman who was obedient towards her husband. The respect, the adab she showed her husband was something beyond our imagination. And every woman, every wife, every daughter, every sister, every mother needs to adopt this beautiful habit of adab and respect towards your husband, towards towards your parents, towards your brothers, towards your son, whatever it is. You as a woman, you also need to show respect to the other personalities. Yes, it works both sides. The man also needs to show respect towards his wife, but the wife also needs to show respect towards the husband. Likewise, the mother, she shows respect towards her children. The children also show respect towards the mother. Every person has different levels and forms of respect. Alhamdulillah, that is there, and Islam has given us the beautiful criteria. But particularly I am speaking about the wives and the women folk here, that the way Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, not even once in her lifetime, she spoke back or she uttered anything bad towards Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is how a wife should be. A wife is there to support the husband, to stand with the husband, to be with the husband in difficult times, in tough times, ups and downs happen. Every person goes through different situations, and the wife should support the husband. The husband should support the wife. If this beautiful character and akhlaq and characteristics and morals and etiquettes of Sayyida Fatima to Zahra, every woman can adopt, inshallah, you will see there will be barakah and blessings in your house. And alhamdulillah, you will see abundance of barakah. And when there is barakah in the house, then alhamdulillah, everyone is happy, everyone is calm, there is zehni sukoon, there is tranquility of the mind, peace of the mind, of the heart, and everything becomes wonderful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. At the same time, we also learn that it is good for the woman folk to do the chores of the house, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the husband, of the children, all of these things here. It's good. It is in the nature of the woman as well. I mean, a woman, when she gets married, she automatically, she starts looking after her husband, her children, and she does those things. But it is something which is excellent and something which every woman should do. It shouldn't be such that, the woman is sitting in one corner and she's not doing everything. So it has a bad impact upon the husband, upon the family members, and upon everyone else. So this beautiful sunnah of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, we should also follow. And last but not least, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tarbiyat is excellent. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, when Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she spoke or she expressed the desire, when she wanted to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and expressed the desire of having a slave, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this beautiful wazifa. We also learned that the father should show compassion and love and kindness towards his daughter. SubhanAllah. When the nikah is done and she goes to the house of her husband, then the father, you know, time to time he must give her advice. He must take care of her. If she comes with any complaint or with any problem, the father should make her understand. It's not like the father should say, oh, this happened and you must go and fight, you must do this, you must cause a big problem. No. The father should handle the situation. He should make his daughter understand. Sometimes the daughter gets upset, the son-in-law gets upset, whatever the case is, but the father must tackle the situation beautifully. SubhanAllah. All of these beautiful lessons we learn from this one incident of Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. SubhanAllah. We will take another short break here and listen to some few more Madani pools, Madani flowers, and inshallah, as soon as we return, we'll listen to one more beautiful quality of Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra and take some lessons from there. And then inshallah, we will be reaching the conclusion of today's silsila just after this short break. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidatuna Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name is Fatima, and a title are Zahra and Batul. A beautiful title is the Lady of Paradise. No doubt she is the Lady of the Paradise, the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved mother of the beloved grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the blessed wife of Hazrat Ali Sher-e Khuda karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Her lineage, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, is the youngest but the most beloved and the dearest daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Abdul Rahman Jawzi alayhi rahma states, 5 years before the declaration of the prophethood, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was born. Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha states, I did not see anybody resembling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in behaving and conduct, look and appearance, and in conversation more than Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And when Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to come in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand up to welcome her. He would hold her hands and kiss them and make her sit in his place. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I saw my honorable mother, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that sometimes she would remain engaged in salah for the whole night in the arch of the masjid of the house until the dawn broke. Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha instructed, at the time of her demise, when I leave the world, bury me during the night so that no non-mahram man would be glance at my body. 6 months after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away on the night of Tuesday, 3rd Ramadan at 11 AH. Sayyiduna Hazrat Ali Murtada Sher-e Khuda karamullahu wajhul kareem or Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu led her funeral salah. She is resting in Jannatul Baqi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We are back to this beautiful episode in Silsila, and we were discussing this blessed Zat, the blessed Zat of Sayyidah Khatuna Jannat Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned and stated, the summary of which is that when it will be the day of Qiyamah, so an announcer will make the announcement, the following announcement. Oh people who are gathered, O gathering of people, lower your gaze so that Hazrat Fatima bint Muhammad, means Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may pass from the bridge of Sirat, or may pass across the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a very beautiful hadith which explains many things. Number one, we learn that Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, her love for parda, and to conceal her body parts and everything is so beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of judgment the announcement will be made that lower your gaze, because Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha needs to cross the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. So the people of Mahshar, Midani Mahshar, will lower their gaze so Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra can cross the bridge of Sirat. In other words, there will be full parda and nobody will look at the blessed Zaat of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, because of her love for having this parda and for having this veil. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this brings a very important point to all of our women folk out there, our Islamic sisters, whether you are a wife, whether you are a mother, you are a daughter, you are a sister, whatever the case is, as mu'mineen, as believers, it is your responsibility and your duty to follow the sunnah of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and that is to have this parda, to keep this veil. Some people are unfortunately of the fact and they say that, you know, dil ka parda hai, we have the parda in our heart, so it is as if they can move around as they want to, you know, their hair is open and their body is open and they have the best makeup and the body parts are visible, al-ayazu billah, and that is how they will move in front of everyone. Now men are looking at them, strangers are looking at them, everyone is looking at them, and people are looking at them with different gazes, with different nazar, with different, you know, mindsets, al-ayazu billah. It leaves a very bad impact on the wife, on the woman herself, and obviously on her family, on her generation, on the people behind her. Because a woman who doesn't have this haya, this modesty, this shame to cover her body, to conceal her body parts, to not expose her body parts to people, then Allah, she is a very shameless woman. And by Allah, she is earning the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is earning the curse of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the curse of the angels as well. So this is one beautiful sunnah of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this is also the sunnah of the blessed sahabiyat, the blessed companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should adopt this parda, this veil. So I request all of my beloved Islamic sisters that, you know, when we have listened to this beautiful quality and characteristic of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra, so make intentions that inshallah, you know, until today, if we were in that bad category that, you know, we were exposing ourselves to na-mahram men, our hair was open, our body parts were exposed, these things here, then inshallah, from today we will start rectifying ourselves, inshallah. We will cover our hair, we'll cover our body, we'll make parda of the face as well, and we will make sure that we're not exposing our body parts, our body, and anything regarding that to the other people and to our na-mahram. Remember, al-haya'u min al-iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that haya, this modesty, this haya which you have, is a part of your iman. So we need to, if we are mu'min, if we are believers, we need to think and we need to understand the fact that haya and this modesty and shame is very, very important. At the same time, it is also important for men folk as well. The men also have, we have our sitar, you know, from above our navel to below our knees. This entire part, front and back, is our sitar for the men. So we should also take care of this. It doesn't mean that we should start walking around in shorts or walking around in such an outfit which is not appropriate for us. And so men and women, both of these people, both of us, we need to have haya, we need to have shame, we need to have modesty, and we need to protect ourselves from the sight of filthy people and from the sight of every person. We need to protect our house, our wives, our daughters, our mother, our sisters. We need to protect ourselves as well. This beautiful message I want to give everyone from the blessed Zaat in the life of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in her beautiful and excellent footsteps. Ameen, ameen, ameen. With these few words, we come to the end of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Same time, same place, but with a new, exciting and different topic. SubhanAllah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning. It's a bright morning.